All right, so I think this will be a quick one for the most part. I know I always say that, but I always end up rambling on. But I think it'll be a quick one because there is not much that I know about this series. I don't exactly know why they decided to remake this again and turn it into a series. That's going to be what is this? This is going to be streaming on Prime. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of controversy here. That is one thing that I do know about this trailer and this series as a whole. But people were talking about Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Now we got the official trailer for season one. Now, I remember when the news broke that they were, this show was coming out, and they were like, yeah, Donald Glover. And I'll get to the name of the actress. I'm not familiar with this actress, but I think she's of Asian descent. She looks, listen, I don't know. And y'all know I fuck up. Sometimes I fuck up nationalities just as much as I fuck up people's names on this show. It's nothing personal. But, the fact that there's diversity here, there's race swaps, two race swaps in here for the lead roles for the titular characters here. There's going to be controversy. There's going to be people that automatically go, oh, well, it's woke because Mr. is black and Mrs. is this and that and this, that. And like, it's going to be people complaining about it because as soon as they see, people of different ethnicities, they panic. And I feel like that's people's own stupidity, man. Now, granted, one could look at this and they've not, they don't necessarily have to be on the side of people that are calling this woke and don't know what the fuck woke means. There could be legitimate complaints about this by just saying, oh, they just race swapped it just to do it. I feel like, as much as I really admire Donald Glover, he's a rapper, a singer, an actor, a director, a producer, he checks all the boxes, man, and he's one of the most talented people in the industry working today. But this not only did this not need a remake, but it's like, okay, are we forcing a diversity here? I don't know. Now, granted, I did see a little bit of the cast here, and I remember when they showed that teaser trailer, I was like scratching my head. I was like, huh, this doesn't look as terrible as I thought it would. It doesn't look as pointless as I thought it would. So I was a little bit open to the idea after seeing that trailer, the teaser trailer. But now that we have a trailer here, we get to see Mr. and Mrs. Smith in action. We get to see some of the dry humor. I think that was showcased a little bit in that teaser trailer, which is something Donald Glover, I feel like, is a genius at. I don't know if he's got any, writing or producing credits in this show. I feel like it could definitely benefit if he does. But we've done this song and dance before, man. We've seen this happy or unhappy couple twice before, man. You've got the original 1941 version, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. It's a different premise, but you can see how many liberties they took from with this idea. But this was actually, I had no idea this movie, the original 1940s version, was directed by Alfred Hitchcock. I did not know that at all. But the 2005 remake of the movie, which I said they took liberties on, this was directed by Doug Liman, and I think Doug Liman was the director of Jumper, and he did a really good job doing this, man. It's kind of the same premise. They find out things aren't what they seem with their marriage, but they find out that they're assassins hired to kill each other. And this was actually the movie Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt apparently hit it off on, and rightfully so, because their chemistry on screen is unmatched, man. And I like that movie a lot. I sometimes go back and forth, and I think to myself, could this movie have been rated R? But I think it works pretty damn good as a PG-13, action comedy, man. It's a lot going for it. And it's got Vince Vaughn in it. Who doesn't love Vince Vaughn in a, action comedy movie? He's like the comic relief. But this one here, man, let me look. Let me see. This was actually created by Donald Glover and Francesca Sloan. So I think Donald Glover being one of the creators on here, definitely piquing my interest a lot more. Maya Erskine is this actress's name. Let me see if they give us any they don't give us any news on her nationality. I was just trying to clear that up in case, I don't need anybody out there like, she's not of Asian descent, motherfucker. Paul Dano is in here. Paul Dano, you got to be a villain at this point. Paul Dano, I have not trusted him in any of his character roles since I saw him in, I think that was Taking Lives, where he's talking to the dude, and it just dawned on me, he's talking to the guy who plays Steve, aka Jimmy from Shameless. That name drop was a spoiler alert, the aka. If you haven't watched Shameless, then you won't know what I'm talking about. But Yeah, Paul Dano, man, when he was in Taken Lives and he's like, you and me have the same color eyes, man, and then he just pushes the guy from Shameless into the fucking car on the road. He's creepy as hell in that movie, and it doesn't help. You know, I haven't seen him in a lot, but it doesn't help that he played the Riddler. He played the shit out of the Riddler in Matt Reeves' Batman a couple years back. Speaking of Matt Reeves' Batman, John Turturro's in here. It's always good to see him. Little bit of a technical difficulty there, people, but like I was saying, John Turturro, speaking of Matt Reeves, the Batman, John Turturro's in here. Michaela Coel, I know that name might sound unfamiliar to people. I recognize her because she was in, I do believe she was in Wakanda Forever. Was she in the first Black Panther 2? I don't remember, but Michaela Coel is in here. Let me see who else. I thought that said Edward James Olmos, but no, I don't think we are that lucky. And I did not know. Okay, so you've got the original 50s. Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you've got the 2005 version, but you've also got here, this is news to me, this is more so a remake of the TV series Mr. and Mrs. Smith from 1996. I did not know that there was a TV series from 1996 with Scott Bakula. He looks familiar. Let me click on this real quick. I'm getting sidetracked like a motherfucker, people, because I recognize this guy. Quantum Leap. Okay, so my man from Quantum Leap was in the original one as Mr. Smith. Maria Bello was Mrs. Smith. Ada Turturro's in here. I really want to say she was in Deep Blue Sea. Timothy Oliphant's in here. Leslie Jordan, RIP, man. John Getz? Okay, hold up. Apparently, I'm going to have to do some motherfucking research and watch the 1996 TV series, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and see if it even needs to be remade. Sometimes you can go back on things from the 90s and see that they really, you know, sometimes they do age well and they don't need to be touched, but the jury's still out on that, man. But, you know, we're going to see what we can see now, people. We're almost 7 minutes into this. I kept saying, yeah, let's make it a quick one. This won't be a quick, or this, I said, this won't be long. Y'all get what the fuck I'm saying, man. This is why I need to lay off the caffeine, people. But shout out to Prime Video for dropping this 9 hours ago. This trailer is 2 minutes and 12 seconds long. I feel like that's ample enough time for a TV series. We don't even think we need it, but we'll see, you know, if we needed this or not due to what they give us, people. Let's jump into this trailer reaction for Mr. and Mrs. Smith Season 1. I will hit the play button in 3, 2, 1.
MJ.
John.
Oh God. Al Green.
And marriage registration. Something that can make you do right. Married.
Yeah, make you do right.
Make you do right.
Uh-huh.
They didn't bring up that we've
spot shit, man. I'm not gonna lie.
It's an old KGB tactic. They draw less attention as a couple.
We don't know yet.
We're software and engineers. Administer single dose, no casualties.
What? You think if the company hadn't matched you, you'd be compatible?
You're sitting underneath a shelter I made. I made this fire. Oh, I've got you this fish.
Shelter, food, fire, water.
Work, life, romance. They're all part of the same project.
You said you love me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you did too.
We're about to die.
Ron Perlman's in this shit?
No, I do.
That's cool.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Sorry.
Oh shit. February 2nd.
It's just a job. It is not life and death.
Is that Sarah Paulson?
Do you feel better?
Okay. Here's the thing. First impressions, people. And I'm not going to lie to y'all, I wouldn't mind watching this, man. It's something about, like I said, Donald Glover, for me, he checks all the boxes, man. One of the most talented working actors and just artists, creators today. I'll say it again. I just said it again. But to see him in something that is comedic with this type of action, I'm all for it. I haven't seen Donald Glover in a role like this before that requires him to do all this fighting and shooting and driving and just all these action sequences. The closest thing I probably got to that was Solo, a Star Wars story where he played a young Lando Calrissian, which he did a great job in that also. I actually think the guy, what was his name, Alden Ehrenreich or whatever his name is, that played Han Solo, he actually did a good job too. That is probably now low-key one of my favorite Star Wars movies. But Donald Glover has a lot to do with why I enjoy that movie so much. But to see him in something like this, now I don't know how far they're going to go. Is this, maybe I missed it, is this going to be TVMA? Like, what is the rating? How is the rating system going to go for this show? Because y'all can see at the end of the trailer, or y'all can hear at the end of the trailer, they snap somebody's limbs apart in the bathtub. They're trying to dispose of the body. It looks like it gave me vibes of Very Bad Things, the movie with Christian Slater and Daniel Stern, where they've got to chop up bodies in the bathroom and then, you know, put them in suitcases and get out of the hotel room. I don't know if that's what they have to do in that scene, but how far do we take the violence? Now, like I said, with the, you know, if I go back to the Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie, I said I go back and forth with whether it could have functioned as a rated R movie, but I think it functions pretty well as a PG-13. If they don't take it to the extreme, that's fine. I feel like what we won't get in hardcore, you know, brutality and just visceral violence, we can probably get in just action sequences in general and fight choreography in general. But the humor, like I said, man, to go back to something Donald Glover has been a big hand in on screen and off screen as far as why it's so successful, is Atlanta. You know, Atlanta had, what, 4 seasons, and it's one of those it's one of the greatest TV shows of all time. It's one of my favorites, and it's something about the way that humor is executed on and off paper that makes it tick. You either get that humor or you don't. It's kind of like the Big Bang Theory minus the laugh track as far as the humor goes. It's kind of like The Office, which is a great like mockumentary style TV series where that humor and sarcasm is just, it all goes hand in hand to make for some of the most hilarious shit I've ever seen on TV. I feel like that's what they're doing here, especially with Donald Glover attached to it. There's going to be some awkward moments. Obviously, there's going to be awkward moments between Mr. and Mrs. Smith because they don't know how to be a married couple. They know how to be married on paper, and they know how to be, you know, put up a front and act like they're married. But you see, they couldn't even get their story straight, you know, in front of the therapist. They're kind of just winging it and making it up as they go. I think that's going to be an interesting and funny ass thing to see between the two. And I love that scene where they're out in the middle of the woods and, you know, they had to make a fire. They probably had to like stick start a fire or something like that. And she's mocking him. Like, she's mocking him and just being an asshole towards him. I feel like, you know, men, we've all been there, man, where our women are just getting on our goddamn nerves, and they try to mock us and, you know, make that like the ultimate pain in the ass type of thing. We've all been there. So it's pretty relatable. It's going to be a lot of relatable moments in this. I don't know how many of us in our spare time get into car chases and shootouts with, you know, I don't know if these are mobsters. I don't know if they're going up against Soviet unions and all this other shit. I don't know. But I don't know. It's hard to say, like, will they be in way over their heads and, you know, they get a run for their money, or are these action sequences going to be so fire that, you know, we see just how well trained they are, you know, solo and together. But I'm not gonna lie, man, I like this trailer. Al Green didn't hurt the trailer either, man. I just wasn't sure how they were gonna, y'all know how they are incorporating these old school songs into the trailer music, and they make it coincide with the action sequences, so everything is on beat. They just did it recently, and I'm mad I didn't do a trailer action for Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, you know, the fourth movie that's coming out on Netflix. They had the Biggie Going Back to Cali song playing while they were syncing it with the Beverly Hills Cop theme song. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but this, you know, I don't mind Al Green, Love and Happiness playing on this. But people, let's it's not really a lot I can rant and rave about. I like the action sequences. I like the humor. I like what chemistry we are seeing amongst these two leads. So let's watch this thing one more again, see if I missed anything. John. And I did not know I did not know Ron Perlman was in this, man. So we got Lando Calrissian, Hellboy, and Falcone in here.
Make you do right.
They didn't bring up that we'd be paired until the last interview.
It's an old KGB tactic. They draw less attention as a couple.
he looks like his character Earn when he's in that elevator. He just looks so unimpressed with everything.
What is it that you two do?
That is Sarah Paulson.
We're software engineers.
See, that part right there.
Single dose, no casualties.
You think if the company hadn't matched you, you'd be compatible?
Is that Parker Posey?
You're sitting underneath a shelter I made. I made this fire. Oh, I've got you this fish.
Shelter, food, fire, water.
No.
I love that part. Yeah, that's Parker Posey. This cast. I like this cast, man.
They're all part of the same project.
You said you love me.
Yeah, you did too.
Fucking Skarsgård. Who's that? Alexander Skarsgård? Yo. I'll wait.
No, I do.
That's cool.
Who just got thrown off the roof like that?
Not life and death.
They laughing like the hell it's not. I love that nervous laugh they both gave off. I look, man, I'm on board with it, man. To keep it all the way to a beam with y'all, like I always do, and to, you know, before I wrap this up, because I really don't want to make this a super long episode. I'm on board with it, man. I had some reservations about it because I'm like, why are we doing this? But I did, you know. It kind of, I hate to say this, but it kind of makes it worse that we're doing this again, because there's been the original with you know, that Alfred Hitchcock did. Then there was the 1996 TV series I didn't know about. Then it was the 2005 remake of the Alfred Hitchcock movie. Now we have a remake. You know, I was just talking about very rare occasions where remakes of remakes actually are decent. I think I was on Facebook and Instagram talking about the 1993 Body Snatchers remake, and it's a remake of a remake, because there was the 50s version, there's the 70s version with Donald Sutherland, and then there's the 90s version with Arlie Ermey and Forest Whitaker. Very rarely when you remake a remake does it end up being really solid. And I, you know, like I said, I would have to go back and look at some of the original TV series. Maybe it holds up well. I know that has an amazing cast, but this cast here, I did not know Ron Perlman was in here. I did not know that was Parker Posey. I did not even see Alexander Skarsgård. So the cast is stacked top to bottom. I think Prime is the proper place for this. I feel like had they would have tried to make this into a movie, they would have had to cram a little too much. So I'm glad that we're getting a series out of this. I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. But I can tell y'all right now, I'm tempted. And I have not finished a TV series on the show in a long time. And I think the last time I did that was Bel Air season one. I did every episode for that. And I did every episode for Chucky season one. And as fun as that is, man, it does get very time consuming. You know, it's still a bunch of shows I haven't finished. I decided not to do the second half of Twisted Metal. I did the first five episodes of that. The next five I regret not doing, because this shit definitely ends on a high note. I didn't get a chance to finish my commentaries for Halo. I say all that to say, it's very tough for me to commit to a TV series and do commentary for each episode. It's got to be something I'm really, really hooked on. Like, I haven't even done commentary for the Walking Dead TV show. I mean, I did one episode in November, but this, I'm tempted. I'm very tempted. The last one I was really tempted to do as far as a TV series goes, and it's not really a series, it's kind of like a three-episode event type of thing, was The Continental. That shit, I still got to get on that. I forgot it was even released at some point. But this, I'm not going to lie, man, because it's Donald Glover and because it looks like he's got some solid ass chemistry with this actress, and because it's got the supporting cast it does, and because it's action mixed with that dry humor, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all might can expect. So let me go back and see. When does this come out again? Let me see. When does this come out? Let me go a couple frames back. February 2nd. It's right around the corner, just around the tracks. Or what was it? What did the Temptation say? Right around the corner, just across the tracks. I don't know. That Psychedelic Shack song. It always bothers me because Paul was drunk on stage in the movie. I don't know. Maybe I'll do the Temptations for Black History Month. I don't know. Let me know in the comments. I was about to say, let me know in the comments. I'm thinking I'm on fucking TikTok or Instagram or some shit like that, man. I'm getting all my platforms mixed up, people. I'm losing it. I'm losing it, people. But hopefully I ain't lost it. But yeah, man, I'm looking forward to this. Now, I'm ready for, you know, all the backlash this is about to get. You know, it's going to be people calling it woke. It's going to be people calling it PC. It's going to be people that are bitching about the diversity. It, depending on how the show turns out, yeah, maybe it does not look like they did it just to do it. Yeah, let's just make, you know, throw these different ethnicities in there this time around. It looks like this is, it's their own version of it. And if it's their own version of it and they're not trying to force an agenda here, I'm all for it. But, you know, be ready for the people that are going to have ignorant, nasty shit to say out of their mouths. Those are usually people who don't have any bright ideas of their own, but we're not even going to entertain them any further, people. Y'all already know where to go, and if y'all don't, y'all can follow the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, Radio Public, Podbean, and Podcast Addict. Shout out to Spotify for podcasters. Follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, Romero Tudor. Shout out to the Facebook movie group, The Cinemaniacs. And last but certainly not least, shout out to the Tudor reviewers, the listeners, the lovers, the supporters out there. I think I got one more trailer to do tonight. They dropped the trailer for this movie. I believe it's called Abigail, and it's directed by Radio Silence. I think it's a horror comedy. And guess who is in it? Melissa Barrera. And, you know, she has definitely made some waves within the past couple months or so. And it's going to be good to see Melissa Barrera in something else that isn't Scream. I've never seen her in anything outside of the Scream franchise. And being as though they just fired her, you know, for something as small as freedom of speech. Not that I'm going to touch on that subject of, like, you know, politics or warfare. I don't really get involved in that. Doesn't fit the narrative of what I'm doing here, like I always say. But, you know, I'm glad that Radio Silence, you know, is giving her another shot. Actually, the movie was already made, but I'm glad that, you know, she's coming out with something. And I'm glad that she's still got diehard fans out there. So I'm about to get into that trailer in a couple minutes. People, I got to give myself like a water break or something. But y'all already know the love and support that y'all show me. I show it back to y'all tenfold and then some. So with that being said, people, yours truly, Romero Tudor. Another episode of Tudor Reviews in the can. I'll check y'all on the next one.